Well, Tony Boynton is joining us today. Tony is with Whakatane District Council, a former Labor Party candidate for Wairiki, and is once again standing for Labor in the electorate this year, bringing her local government experience and community advocacy back into the national political stage. Thanks for your time. Te tuhine, kia ora, rau atu koe, Tony.
Tēnā koe tēo, mea atu kia koe. It's good to hear you again and be on your program.
Thank you. We're in the fight of our lives here politically. Never before have we seen such a government that has tried to trample upon our mana in the ways that we've witnessed across the last nearly 3 years. So the fight is very real, and I just want to acknowledge your willingness to stand as a candidate for Labor after contesting the seat 3 years ago. What have you learned from the last campaign, Tony, and what are voters on the street telling you now that are helping to shape your priorities for the election?
The first time running an election was a massive learning curve, very different to running in a local election. But at the same time, the same, because the issues that face our people are the same. And what I bring to this new campaign is a wider understanding and connection with relationships across Wairiki and those communities that are impacted, especially by this current government. And like you said, this is the worst that we've ever seen. I don't think it has been as bad as this since the 1860s when they had the land wars. Just the amount of destruction. And it's not just, Māori, even though for us those issues are important, it's all across the board. The rights for wahine, with pay equity claims, our disabilities whānau, our mental health whānau, and in all those sectors, Māori are strongly represented. So we have a tough job, but what I believe is that this election is also about hope. It's also about ensuring that our whānau know how much they are valued by turning out in the numbers to be able to change this government.
Yeah, well, tēnā koe. What you have is a battle against a very popular and personable character in Rauri Waititi. But I guess the platform that you're obliged to create is that you believe that the Labor Party could be a stronger advocate for Māori interests going forward than Te Pāti Māori. Is that something that you will be pressing on? Labour are well established. They have a strong reputation in the Māori electorates.
Definitely.
How will you unseat Rauri, bearing in mind he's a colourful character and a popular character? I guess we can't deny that.
Well, you have to, he's my whanauna, he's my cousin. I love him dearly. We have to look at what are the results for our people. And historically, Labour is, and this particularly Māori Labour candidates and MPs have made significant change throughout history in terms of being able to be part of a majority party that has the capacity to be able to do more and make more things happen at scale for our people. Many of the pieces of legislation that are being eroded now have been led by Māori Labour MPs. And that's what our whānau, when they're talking about strategy and everything else like that on who to vote for, they also have to consider those who have the capacity within their party, particularly a majority party. And what we have is that we have cabinet. And at the end of the day, it is the decisions made in cabinet, the legislation that is produced from cabinet, that is going to have the most positive impact for our people. And we saw that in the last Labor government. If you look at the mahi that Penny did with the health authority, if you look at the mahi that Nanaia did with Māori representation in local government. Historically, if you look at with the RMA with Koro Wetere, he was part of ensuring that those treaty clauses were part of the Resource Management Act. If you look at The Honourable Meta Rerenui, the first Wairiki Māori MP. It was his legislation that led to local government reform, including Māori wards and representation. And of course, if you acknowledge the Honourable late Maturata and his legislation around the Treaty of Waitangi Act. Those are all significant weights that a major party like Labor and Labor Māori MPs have done for Māoridom.
Tēnā koe. I take the points you raised there and the personalities as well. As both a local government leader and an aspiring national, central government leader, how do you assess the government's approach to local government reform, particularly around proposals for council amalgamations? It's a hot topic and a forced and compressed time frame. But I spoke with Tania Tapsell from Rotorua, the mayor there, earlier in the program. She said that they have gauged Labor's attitude to these local government reforms, and they don't differ as much as many might think. Your thoughts, bearing in mind your experience in local government, and what is the Labor stance on these forced amalgamations, if you will?
Well, if we look back in Labor's term, they had done extensive work around the future for local government, and the Hepiki Kotuku report, which gave recommendations around what was best for the sector, and that was involved sector putting that together. And so there were some really good things in there that got thrown out by this current government. What we're seeing is really poor lawmaking, where everything has been rushed and the sector has not been included. The short time frames are really unacceptable. Not only that, it's unfunded mandate to do massive work. If you look at the Auckland Super City, they had a Rural Commission inquiry that took 2 years to do, to go through a whole process when they thought about amalgamating to make the Auckland Super City Council. Councils not only have to do their own job, the usual business, but have been given 3 months. 3 months to sort that out with no resource, which means ratepayers are paying for this, and it's just the impact is huge in terms of them pulling out the mana whakahono now, as well as all the other parts of the resource management that they've made changes to. I don't think that we would see the damage, we're seeing damage right now, until years to come, if those changes were to carry on. When it comes to Labor, I think that there has been a conversation around amalgamation for a long time, but Labor's position is that it should take time and it should be the communities themselves deciding on that happening, not having it forced down them from the top down.
Tēnā koe, it's an interesting period for local government, and Tania suggested that no one really wants to team up with the Rotorua. Western Bay will have some arrangement, seems the Eastern Bay likewise. As Whakatane, District Council, have you guys determined a way forward and where you sit on these local government reforms?
We have gone through a process of trying to do as much consultation with our communities and surrounding councils as much as possible. And I was talking to someone the other day. I said, we have had a longer and more thorough process in consulting our communities about our rubbish bins than we have with this reform. That's telling in terms of what, you know, this process has done to us, but also too, it's worrying because many of our whānau necessarily don't understand what's happening. But as far as Whakatane District Council is concerned, I mean, we are very keen on the idea, our proposal, which is due in on the 9th, is is that we would support our other brothers and sister councils of Pōtiki and Kawerau to be able to form a unitary council with us for the Eastern Bay of Plenty. That's where we see we can best serve our whole communities on this side of Wairiki.
It's an interesting period for all, and certainly for you, Tony. Want to wish you well on the hustings. I mean, the countdown is in. We do know also that we've got just a few days. I think it's the 6th of August cut-off date for switching between Māori and general roles. We need to be enrolled if we're going to have a say come November 7. Tony Boynton is standing once again for Wairiki, and no doubt looking forward to that challenge against your much-loved cousin. But hey, he's a big boy as well, so he can expect he can expect a challenge as would be appropriate.
Definitely. You know, if our whānau want to change this government, you have to vote Labour.
Well, the stakes are high, and these are the decisions that we each need to make. Looking forward to more conversations too as we move towards November. Again, thank you for sharing some kōrero from your perspective, both as a councillor in Whakatāne, but also as a candidate for Wairiki e te tuhine. Kia ora tō wā tū koe, mihi ana.
Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Thank you, Tony.